allegedly assaulting a police officer. Russian authorities identify the man as Joseph Tater and say he was drunk and behaving aggressively at the hotel when police were called.
ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz. The Biden administration announcing a new deal to lower the cost of prescription drugs for things like heart disease, diabetes, and arthritis for older Americans on Medicare. Another round of ceasefire talks have begun in Doha. Hamas, however, is not taking part. Columbia University President Manu Shafiq resigning months after pro-Palestinian protests on campus. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The man charged for pushing Baraboo's superintendent during his daughter's graduation made his first appearance in Sauk County Court on Wednesday. A video from the May commencement that appeared to show Matthew Eddy pushing Baraboo superintendent Dr. Rainey Briggs went viral online earlier this year. Eddy is charged with a misdemeanor disorderly conduct charge and could serve up to 90 days in jail and pay a $1,000 fine if convicted. Eddie's signature bond was set at $250. He's not allowed to contact Dr. Briggs or be on any Baraboo School District property. A pretrial conference was scheduled for October 4th. Baraboo officials removed a typed-up document that was printed and taped on a city sign that said no screaming and asked people at a public park to quiet down. The sign was taken down on Tuesday after someone noticed a picture of the sign posted on a community Facebook page. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Could get a half inch or more of rain in some spots. Our high 77. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms, 78. The weekend, lots of sunshine with highs in the low 80s. Take your summer barbecue and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made from Grandpa's original recipe. It is wicked good. GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 67.
99.7.
It's a 90s, and more.
Tainted love. 99.7 Max FM.
For Fears, there is Shout. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's about 10 minutes after 8 now. And you know, Finn, we've talked about this numerous times here on the morning show. Parenting, not for the faint at heart. It's not one of the easiest things to do, especially in the age of the internet. And you've got social media to always worry about. There's a lot of pressure to change your approach, to make sure you're not letting your kids become these terrible human beings, or even more of a little bit of a monster than they might already be if they're at a certain age. Because let's face it, as sweet as they are, they can be little monsters once in a while too, right? So this is a little refreshing. There's this new study out there that suggests a key to good parenting is, in fact, humor. I think you have to go into every situation with the mindset that this could end up really badly, or we could laugh about this at the end. Because it puts things into perspective pretty quickly. Dad jokes, though, you know, as silly and as, corny as they can be, it turns out that in those stressful, awful situations, laughing and getting a little crazy because of the really bad jokes that dad tells, not the worst way to handle a situation.
Really?
So, right, exactly.
So no matter how pained they look and right. how tortured they look yes. when we do the dad jokes,
yes.
they're actually okay with it.
They're okay with that. And even if they're not okay with it, the parents are okay with it because it brings a little humor to the situation. So, dad, you keep rocking those dad jokes. It's perfectly fine. 72% of parents believe that humor can actually be an effective parenting tool. And most parents say they use or plan to use humor in parenting their own children, mostly because there's more potential benefit than harm. I don't know how many situations in our house have been, it felt like a catastrophe, right? And then all of a sudden, Dexter, who is my one with the really quick tongue and the really sharp wit, will say something out of the blue, and it just changes the entire situation. Because now, instead of sobbing because it's a really horrible situation, because let's face it, as parents, we've all been there, now you just want to uncontrollably laugh because the situation is so chaotic, so horrible, and then you've got a kid who just cracked the funniest joke because Dexter, at 17, has dad jokes for days, has since he's been about 3 years old. It just changes everything. Corey is also the type of person I want to be in the trenches with me because even as bad as the situation is, he has the same type of humor as Dexter. So he'll crack a joke and then I'll just look at him like, seriously? And that's it. Then we're off the rails and the situation seems so much better at that moment in time.
It helps to change your perspective, right?
It does.
I mean,
it does.
If
Absolutely.
You're really stressed out and you're just walking that razor thin line mm-hmm. where you're about ready to have a nervous breakdown
yes.
and then somebody cracks a really good joke, it just lightens up the situation.
Even if it's not a great joke and it's just funny, you can appreciate the dad jokes. Dad jokes for days is what we always say in this house. Not everyone is naturally funny, but this isn't performing, you know, some sort of Netflix stand-up special. We don't need you to be Jeff Dunham out there with your puppets. Nobody needs that. 70% of parents say that they would be interested in a course on how to utilize humor in parenting. Grown adults who say their parents used humor are also far more likely to say that they now have a good relationship with their parents and that they feel like their parents did a good job raising them. My mom was really strict, but one of the things we did in our house all the time is laugh. We were that family. And in fact, I remember one instance, we were at the Mayo Clinic and it was because of me. It was the year before my freshman year, in between my freshman year of college and my sophomore year of college. And I had to be at the Mayo Clinic. I had endometriosis really, really badly, had just been diagnosed a few months prior to that. Nobody was really quite sure what was going on or how bad it was. So I had been sent to the Mayo Clinic for all of these tests. If you've ever been to the Mayo, and at this point in time, obviously this is a long time ago, they're phenomenal there, right? Absolutely phenomenal. There is a reason why they do the type of work that they do at the Mayo. However, going through that many tests in a row each and every day, it's a lot for anybody to mm-hmm. handle, right? It's mm-hmm. like absolutely a lot. I drank so much barium at that moment in time that I felt like if you just turned on a light, I was going to glow in the dark. And I remember we ended up in one of the hospitals on the campus, and there was a cafe down there, and it was around lunchtime, and I had finally finished some tests where I was allowed to eat, and I was starving because barium, as awesome as it is, even cherry flavored Finn, it's not very good or very filling, and so I was like, I really, really need some food. And so we went down to this little cafeteria. Now, this was probably, I wish my mama was here. She'd know the timeline better than I would. Well, this was probably our second or third week that we had been at the Mayo Clinic because we would go home for a while and then they would bring me back for more tests or they would want like another round to see if the tests were still the same. It was ridiculous. And so this was probably our second or third week we were there. And it was my mom, my dad, myself, and we were sitting at this little table. And for some some reason, we just lost it that day as far as laughing. I don't even know what was said. I don't know what we were looking at. I can't remember, but we sat there and we laughed for a good hour, like till tears were rolling down our face, because this was a horrible, awful situation. None of us wanted to be there anymore. And we just had to laugh. And finally, there was this couple that was sitting across from us, and they came over and they were like, "We love that you guys are a family that can sit here and laugh in a place that sometimes isn't full of good news. So we appreciate you guys." Like, and then we just looked at, we were like, "Well, thank you." And then we just busted up laughing some more, because I mean, what else were you going to do? And so I lived in a house where, and my mom and I were together a lot. My dad traveled. So we found humor in all sorts of situations that shouldn't have been humorous at all. And we would end up like basically on the floor laughing, my mom and I, all the time, because that's just how it was. And instead of crying or screaming because my dad wasn't around to help fix something, we'd end up laughing and then, you know, pull out our duct tape to fix it until he got home later on in the weekend.
Laughter is the best medicine, you know, that's what they say. And sometimes just the situation itself, right?
I
mean, it just seems so ridiculous, and the emotions are all so heightened that, yeah, sometimes it just naturally comes to you that you just, you know, you just have to break out laughing because it's just such a ridiculous situation.
Right? Exactly. And I remember having one of those moments when Max was about 4 and we were diagnosing him, going through the diagnosis process of Asperger's. That's a long process, right? There's a lot of psychologists, there's a lot of therapists. You just want your kid to be okay. You just want to know what's going on, how we can help, and where we can get how you can get your kid on a better path, because he was miserable in his own skin at that point in time. And one day we went into a session for, it was his final therapy, it was his final meet with the psychologist. And Max was very, very bright, and he was done with this. He was done with the questions, he was done with being observed, he was done with playtime, he was just done with it. And Max had been learning a little bit of Spanish from me and from different videos and things like that. And so the psychologist asked him his first question, and he answered in Spanish. And she looked at me, and I just kind of shrugged, and I was like, "Max, can you answer her in English?" "No." And I said, "Honey, it would be a lot better if you just answered her in English, because," I said, "we would get out of here sooner." "No." So she goes, "Can we try again?" And he shrugged at her, and she asked him another question. He answered in Spanish, and she goes, "Miss Brittany doesn't speak Spanish. I can't help you, or I don't know what you're saying to me." And he looked at her and he just grinned, and I just lost it. I was laughing so hard, because here is my 4-year-old basically telling you, "I'm done with you. Can we please just leave?" I just lost it. And I looked at her and I was like, "Don't you have enough? Like, don't you have enough from the 28 times we've met with you in the last month?"
We
can just move on with life and you guys can make a diagnosis. And she got kind of snippy with me, and she's like, "Well, I guess that we'll have to do." And I said, "Yep, I guess so," because he has no intentions of answering you in English right now. And we got in the car, and he and I giggled. We giggled all the way from the place where we had to meet her at one of the schools in our town all the way home, which is across town. We laughed so hard. And Max was not a belly laugher as a kid. He was not. Most things did not tickle his funny bone. And that one did. And he looked at me, and he was 4, and he goes, "Am I in trouble?" Because he couldn't say his R's very well. And I said, "No, you are not in trouble." And I said, "I think that was the perfect response for the final time you had to meet with her." And I said, "I think you're amazing and did awesome." And his little face beamed, and off he ran to go play with his little brother. So sometimes laughter is truly the best thing that you need in all occasions. Now, research also with this particular phenomenon and finding and study, whatever you want to call it, shows that parental humor could be a secret ingredient in fostering cognitive flexibility, relieving some stress, and also promoting creative problem solving as well as resilience, not only in the kiddos, but in the parents themselves at the same time. Doesn't it just clear your mind when you can laugh about certain things?
Exactly.
I think so. So there you go, people. And it's not just for parenting either. I mean, honestly, it's not just for parenting. Sometimes, depending on the situation, you just have to find a little humor in whatever you're doing. I feel like things in life would go so much better if we could just laugh about it and at ourselves sometimes. Because I think sometimes we just take ourselves too seriously in this world. And I'm guilty of it too. But I think sometimes we just all take ourselves way too seriously, or think the situation is it might feel more dire than it actually is. I mean, it might be the most important thing to us at that point in time, but if we could just, you know, relieve some stress about it, I think we would all be better off.
And it's hard to shrug some things off.
For sure.
I mean, sometimes you're in the thick of it and it's really difficult to just shrug it off. But at the same time, once you get a good belly laugh in there, it just makes everything better.
Sometimes it's just all that you need, all that you need. And honestly, raising a kid on the spectrum and raising another one with as high as anxiety as Dexter has, if we didn't laugh in our household, I mean, yeah. I'd still be in a corner crying every time. Uh-huh. I mean, I truly yeah. would. And I just love that my boys, Max, it took us a really long time being on the spectrum for him to understand sarcasm and innuendos and all of that kind of stuff. If you've got one on the spectrum, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It takes a long time for him to really wrap their minds around, are you being serious or not? Mm-hmm. And so once they do, though, oh gosh, first time Max ever made like some sort of snarky comment, honestly, it might have been one of our prouder moments in life, because he finally got it. Not only did he finally get it, but then it just like opened up his sense of humor and his personality yeah. and all of that kind of stuff. Dexter, don't you worry, he's been making snarky quips in this world since basically the kid could string two words together. So he's had that one down for a long time. You know, and I love it too when it's not just the parents making those quips or the dad jokes, when the kids can actually pull one off too.
Yeah.
That's always fun, especially when they're little and then they pull off, like they say something in the middle of like this heated exchange or heated moment and you're like, really? Wow, that's my kid. That's, you know, you get this moment of proud too, but then it makes you kind of stop and think like, all right, no, they might be right now. And then that's kind of when you alleviate the situation.
Sometimes they make, especially when they're younger, make the most hilarious statements. I remember when Phoenix was really young and we were driving in the car, and it was kind of a stressful day, and we were driving in the car. It was early morning, and I was working for a different news department, and we had the radio on. I must have been driving him to school, I guess. And the radio was on and the news came on and it was ABC, and he was used to this routine, and the journalist, the broadcaster, came on and said their name, you know, for ABC News,
yes.
I'm dot, dot, dot. And it was somebody completely different than he was used to hearing.
Right.
And from the back seat of the car, I hear, Dada, I thought Sherry Preston did the news.
See, that's awesome. Look at how great our kids are.
And immediately, I mean, it was kind of a stressful morning, and it,
yes.
you know, I mean, and immediately it just lightened everything up right away.
This just makes me, I mean, this is one of these studies that at the end of the day, you're like, yeah, like, do we really need a study on this stuff? But I think sometimes we need to be reminded that these are things
definitely
that actually work in life, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, we've got like this whole thing with social media now, and there are sometimes social media can be useful for lightening the mood in certain situations and sharing humor when you're raising kids. If you get into the right group, or you've got your own group of friends that you chat with or something like that, that can always be really, really great, especially for parents. And if you follow parents on social media, whether it's on, you know, the old Tiki Tacs or on X or Instagram, who are also sharing like their moments of parent failure, sometimes that just also makes you feel better, and you can laugh about the mm-hmm. fact that you've been mm-hmm. through the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so I know it's hard. I know it's hard to admit our shortcomings, and we all want to be like these perfect parents and pretend like everything's awesome all the time. Sometimes it's just not. It's okay to say that as well. I mean, like, it's yeah. totally okay to be like, you know what, we had a really awful day. And I remember right. when the boys were little, we'd sit around the table and we would talk about the things that we did that day, because I was at home with them and Corey was at work. So he'd share some of the things he did during the day. And then the boys would tell him about things they did that day. And I remember one day Dexter had gotten into a whole heap of trouble, which was it was Dexter. I mean, usually it was his mouth that got him into some trouble. And he'd gotten into a whole heap of trouble. He'd run away at the store and I couldn't find him for like 20 minutes, which scares any parent to death. And then when you get them back. You know that feeling. You're just so excited, so happy that they're safe and sound, but you're so upset because why did you do this? And he always made it a game. And so he looked at his dad and he goes, I have to be honest today. He's about four. And this is how Dexter talked. And he goes, I have to be honest, Dad. And Corey looked at him and Corey already knew it'd been a bad day. I'd already texted him. And he goes, what happened today, Dex? And he goes, I just was a really, really naughty kid.
And Corey owned up, right?
He did. And Corey was like, did you run away from mom today at the store? Yep. And I got yelled at. I got hugged and yelled at the same time. And I don't even know how that happens. And it was just one of those moments, though. Then we sat around the table and we laughed about it. But we totally let them own up to the fact that, you know what? It was a bad day. We did not have a great day today. And it's okay because tomorrow we're going to wake up and hopefully it's going to be a better day. But every time they had one of those moments, we let them own up to it. We talked about what made it a bad day, what made it a good day, what made it, you know, if they had a really awesome day, what made it so awesome. And sometimes the really awesome days were just because they got to stay at home and run through the sprinkler. It wasn't because they went anywhere or did anything exciting. They were just, you know, at home having fun in the backyard. So it's amazing. It's amazing what a little humor and a little honesty sometimes if for parents can do. So take that to heart today, people.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially when you're in the trenches of parenting. So that brings me up to a new topic, though. As long as we're talking about kids, this is actually a story that is making some traction online and with local media. Did you happen to see the sign that got posted? It was one of the groups, one of the whole citywide Baraboo United
the
group.
The no screaming on- sign. Yes.
So apparently somebody out in the Pierce Park area did not appreciate the new playground that went in. And so it was a post that was over there and then it got taken down almost immediately because they decided that they didn't like this new playground. So they made a no screaming sign. This was legit. They weren't just joking. They put a no screaming sign over on the Pierce Park sign to basically tell kids that while they're having fun, they need to keep it down. Are you kidding me right now? Seriously, it's a park. And I get it. You built your house without the park there. I totally understand. But most kids aren't going to be out there screaming at 10 p.m. when you're trying to go to bed. Most of them aren't even out there at 9 p.m., right?
Yeah.
And it's a park for goodness sakes. They're supposed
why they're
to be
going
having
there
fun.
To have fun. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And granted, it can be loud at times, but, you know, that's what the park's
Here's
there
the thing,
for.
Though. You live near Pierce Park. I mean, it's if there's things happening at Pierce Park, it's probably going to be loud anyway. Is the playground really intruding on your life all that much that like a little extra sound for a little while is really like inhibiting your entire life? I get it. And we lived across from a playground as well at one point in time, and it can get crazy. It can get a little chaotic, but...
Did they really think that by taping up a no don't scream in this part that it was going to do anything?
I have no idea.
That's like the old guy screaming at the clouds or the kids to get off his lawn. I mean. Come on.
I'm going to assume that did not go over well enough in the whole citywide group that it got taken down. And I'm also going to assume that person maybe learned pretty quickly that most people didn't appreciate it. Here's the thing, though, too. I mean, that's one of the only playgrounds out in that area because that's an area of Baraboo that's grown really, really quickly. I mean, that whole area has grown really fast even since we got here 7 years ago. So, yeah, the kiddos have to have something to do. I mean, this is the same person who would probably complain, though, if the kiddos, you know, we're off raising havoc somewhere or something like that instead of playing at the park. So I get it. I can see both sides of it. But at the same time, I'm going to on this one side with the kiddos who just want to go have fun at the park.
Come on. Yeah.
My goodness. It's okay, people. We can all live harmoniously together.
You might as well just tape up a sign that says, don't have any fun. Just, you know, don't.
No fun allowed. Fun with a big don't sign over the top of it. Make sure those swings are like chains so they can go chink, chink, chink or something. Like, what are we doing
here? And again, I mean, I've heard kids, because we have kids in the neighborhood.
Right.
And sometimes the volume of their screaming, it's like they're little heavy metal singers. It's like they could front Judas Priest or,
they've
you know,
got
I mean,
an octave that none of us will ever
it's
hit.
Like, how do you, and if I were to do that, I would give myself a migraine.
Right.
It would be so bad that it's like, okay, what are we screaming about? But, at the same time, they're kids. They're just having fun. That's what they do.
You know what? And I, honestly, I know it can get annoying, especially when you live next to one, because again, we did for several years when we were in South Dakota. Here's the thing, though. Is there anything as good on a summer day as when you hear little tiny voices screaming at a park? Honestly, I mean,
you just know they're having fun.
They're having a good time, you know, and you can tell when it's the fun scream versus the I just fell off the slide scream. You can tell the difference. But when you hear those little voices, you're like, that's awesome. I think it's a fun sound. And I get it can get a little, it can be a little too much at certain times, but at the same time, I mean, there's only one point in life when you can be that uninhibited, and it's when you're a kid at the park and you're having that much fun, and I don't care. And even in the world of social media, you get a kid to a park and they're going to come up with some of the craziest, weirdest games ever, and they're going to have a great time doing it. Let them do it. They don't have that much time to do those things, and we all know that after a certain age, you're not going to do it at all, hardly at all. Anyway, so let them do it while they can. We don't need signs. Thank you very much. Maybe we should drop some earplugs off at
Pierce
Park.
It's a park. How would they even kind of taper that?
Right?
Oh, they feel like they want to scream, but they can't because they're in Pierce Park.
Maybe we should just get a bucket of earplugs and put by that sign instead. Go. Like, take a pair kind of thing, you know, if it's going to bother you all that much. But, oh, my goodness. It's like fun police all of a sudden. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Cloudy today, scattered showers and thunderstorms. A half inch or more of rain in some areas is possible today. 77 for a high, 64 tonight, partly cloudy with some isolated thunderstorms tomorrow, 78 for a high, and then on the weekend, or during the weekend I should say, going to be absolutely gorgeous, lots of sun, highs in the low 80s. Right now it is 68.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, and our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amberlux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amberlux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amberlux Consignment Boutique.
It's 8:33 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully you are having a great Friday Eve. We are just about at another weekend. That's all you really need to know at this point. That and keep your umbrella handy today because you're going to need that as well. John Mellencamp now, ROCK in the USA on 99.7 Max FM. We'll be right back.
pop rims in her head and very little money in her hands. Some are black and some are white, and they ain't too proud to sleep on the floor tonight. The blind faith of Jesus, you know that they just might. Rockin' in the USA. Hey!
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:36 right now. And remember, if you want to save yourself a whole lot of money and you'd like to shop local, we want you to head over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. We are talking great savings, up to 50% off in some cases. Now, I'm in the store right now, and I'm going to give you an example of some of the things that you're going to find when you do a little shopping over there. If you love Circus World, want to take a trip over there before they shut down the Big Top Show on Labor Day weekend. Of course, you got a few weeks left to check that out. How about a four-pack of tickets to Circus World Museum? This is a $92 value. Your price, only $64 when you're shopping at MaxFMBigDeals.com. That not only gets you into the Big Top Show, but it also gets you into all those great exhibits that they have on the grounds over at Circus World. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, also available in this store. If you need to refresh the wardrobe, if you're thinking about getting some pieces for fall, you got to go check out Amber Lux. A $25 certificate, only $17 right now at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Instant download available on that one as well, which means if you're looking for something maybe for the weekend, maybe you got a special occasion, you want something in the wardrobe, you can go over there during your lunch hour or after work and do a little shopping with that instant download certificate. And then, of course, we always talk about a little adventure happening over at MaxFMBigDeals.com as well. How about a $25 certificate for you to go check out Asgard Axe and Tap in Wisconsin Dells? $25 certificate, only $17.50 when you do a little shopping at MaxFMBigDeals.com. No matter really what you're looking for, whether it's for you, for the home, delicious foods, adult beverages, some entertainment, you're going to find it at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Check out those instant downloads. Be ready for the weekend while you're saving yourself a whole lot of money. And a little reminder that all of our certificates make really great gifts, and the person you're giving it to never has to know that you save money. They just think they're getting a really awesome gift or experience. So go check it out right now, MaxFMBigDeals.com. A lot of things in there that will help you with those back-to-school savings as well because, well, we've all seen the price of those school supplies, especially if you got a few of them heading back to school. So save yourself some money. Put a little extra in the wallet at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we're going to take a look at your forecast. Rain expected today. We've also got a look at sports, and right now it's your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
We look at some of the upcoming area events. Here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time for the 2024 Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club Show. It'll be happening Friday, August 16th through Sunday, the 18th.
Open from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. There's going to be over 260 acres filled with displays and live demonstrations of early agriculture and industrial machines, threshing, sawmills, and plowing powered by steam engines, as well as early tractors, plus construction equipment on display. There's going to be a parade daily at 2 p.m., a huge flea market, plus free parking and food available on the grounds. For all the details, check out BadgerSteamAndGas.com. But again, this will be Friday, August 16th through the 18th from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. And from Thursday, August 15th to the 17th, the Reedsburg Community-Wide Garage Sales will take place. A map with all the listings of participating garage sales can be found at the Chamber of Commerce prior to the sale. And for more details, visit Reedsburg.org. And Friends of Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting a canoe trip on Saturday, August 17th. Join the naturalist for a tour of Mirror Lake. You'll be able to paddle a 20-foot canoe and learn about the geology, flora, fauna, and human history of Mirror Lake State Park via the waterway. They do need you to pre-register for this event. You can find more details at Facebook/Friends of Mirror Lake State Park. This is from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 17th.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
The Brewers managed just four hits, but added four walks and three Dodger errors in a 5-4 Milwaukee victory at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jake Bowers homered in the win and said watching Devin Williams lock down his second save in the ninth was a blast.
That was pretty impressive. I was over there at first base and almost falling back on my heels a little bit because it was like, oh man, like he's on right now. So it's great to have him back. Fun to watch him, for sure.
Brewers will try to gain a split against the Dodgers this afternoon. Packers will depart for Denver later today. They'll hold a joint practice with the Broncos tomorrow, and then the two teams square off in preseason game number two on Sunday night. The Badgers open their season 2 weeks from tomorrow against Western Michigan. Yesterday, they named their starting quarterback, going with Tyler Van Dyke over Braden Locke. FedEx Cup playoffs tee off today in Tennessee, beginning with the St. Jude Championship. Only the top 70 players earned a spot in this week's event. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Could get a half inch or more of rain in some spots. Our high 77. Tonight 64. Tomorrow partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms 78. The weekend, lots of sunshine with highs in the low 80s. Take your summer barbecue and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made from Grandpa's original recipe. It is wicked good. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
99.7 FM.
It's 8:43 right now. We hope you're having a great morning. Thank you so much for spending it with us. We always appreciate it. Whether you're already at work, whether you're working from home today, maybe you're just taking an extra day off, or maybe you're even one of our online listeners, we are always glad that you're here. It's Yes Now, owner of A Lonely Heart on 99.7 Max FM.
Shake, shake yourself, your every move you make.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Now, Finn, before we jump into our calendar days, we got to talk a little nostalgia first, because this is really how you cover all of your bases when it comes to nostalgia. Taco Bell announced that they're bringing back one popular menu item from each decade, the 60s through the early 2000s. But before anybody around here gets too excited, well, settle down just a little bit, because this isn't happening everywhere quite yet. They're testing it at three locations in Southern California, at least for the time being, and then looking into expanding it nationwide by the end of this year. So the three locations that, by the way, who have this nostalgia menu include Fullerton, Brea, and Irvine, California. Everything on the list is going to cost $3 or less, and most of these haven't really been gone all that long. But here are some of the retro items that they're bringing back. There are five of them as of right now. So from the 60s, they're bringing back the tostada, which is that crispy tortilla filled with beans, red sauce, lettuce, and cheese. It was on their original menu back in 1962 and stayed there for a half century before they yanked it in 2020. So again, not gone all that long. From the 1970s, you got the green burrito, which includes refried beans, onions, cheese, and a green tomatilla sauce. It's all the only one on the list that's been gone for a while. They discontinued that back in the 90s at some point. From the 80s, you got the Mexi-Melt making a comeback. Fans have been howling since they pulled that in 2019. It's a soft taco with beef, pico de gallo, and a mix of three different cheeses. Then from the 90s, they're going to bring back the Beef Gordita Supreme. This is beef, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and sour cream wrapped in that flatbread. It was discontinued also in 2019. And you might actually remember the Taco Bell Chihuahua hawking them way back in the day. Mm. Remember the Taco Bell Chihuahua? Mm. I do.
Yeah.
And then finally, from the early 2000s, they're going to bring back the Caramel Apple Empanada, another one that they pulled in 2019, and that one's the only dessert item on the list. Now, Taco Bell says the idea is meant for those who, quote, fondly remember these menu items and those who have yet to experience the delight. In other words, quit emailing us since 2019 about the fact that we pulled most of these. We're bringing them back. Shut up now. That's essentially what that reads to me. But so there you go. Again,
wow.
Not rolling out nationwide quite yet, so you might have to wait a little bit longer. But you got to imagine most of these were fan favorites that people were really upset that they discontinued, especially the more recent ones. So you got to think that eventually they're going to probably make these a nationwide thing. I would guess anyway. We'll see what happens.
A wave of Taco Bell nostalgia.
Right? I mean, who would have thought that's what we'd be talking about this morning?
Well, we had the story last week about McDonald's and how they're going retro on what? But some of their
essentially, because they're going to have those cups. I mean,
right.
You know, we were talking about the fact that when you were a kid, you got really great Happy Meal toys. Now you're going to be able to get some of those retro cups that feature some of our favorite characters from, you know, some of our childhood and some of our favorite retro McDonald's characters as well. There was a long time though there for a while that, and I know this because I worked at the Ronald McDonald House way back in another lifetime, that they didn't want McDonald's really tried to disassociate from Ronald because there was that pushback against unhealthy eating habits, and Ronald McDonald's was seen as basically the face of that. And so there was kind of this pushback where, like, even at the Ronald McDonald House for a long time, it had been really cool to get Ronald show up at some of your events. That was like taboo for a really long time. You did not want Ronald there. We're trying to promote good, like, health and wellness for these kids and these families. And somebody who serves up fries by the bucketfuls is probably not the guy you want doing that. So, no, he was kind of taboo in the circles for a while. So I think it's interesting that now we're kind of like going back to our roots and being like, you know what? Ronald is who he is. Of course, he's associated with McDonald's, but give me the Hamburglar any day and put him on a cup and I'm sold, right?
Hamburglar and Mayor McCheese. And Grimace, come on.
That was good stuff. So there you go, Taco Bell fans. You might see some of these items filter back into the mainstream menu very, very soon. Now, we do have to run through our calendar days, all of those little things that we can celebrate as we get towards the end of a work week and, you know, really just help us get to the weekend. So today is Cowboys and Cowgirls Day. I'm pretty sure that one speaks for itself. So take in a good rodeo if you can this weekend. That'll help you get acquainted with the cowboys and the cowgirls. It's also National Back to School Prep Day today. There's a lot of schools that are already back in session. I have lots of friends around this country that sent their kids off to school earlier this week. And of course, we're preparing right here in this area to send our kids back off to school in just a couple of weeks. So summer always goes way too fast, doesn't it?
Winding down.
It really, really is. It's also National Best Friends Day today. This is obviously the day that you celebrate those best friends that you have in this world. I try to do that on occasion. We meet every periodically, and we always have a great chat going. It's like a never-ending chat with my group of friends. Like somebody's always adding something stupid to it, or we're venting about a day or a kid or a husband or something like that. I love that group. This is a good one for our pets in the home. It's National Check the Chip Day. This is just a little reminder that you should make sure all of the information, if your pets are microchipped, is up to date, just in case they would get away from you and from your care for at some point in time, because that way, if they're found by somebody, taken to a vet, it's a lot simpler than trying to track down who that pet belongs to. So National Check the Chip Day, just making sure, again, that addresses, phone numbers, all of that are updated if your pet is actually microchipped. From the microchip company that Aspen has, we get a reminder every 6 months to update our info. Comes an email, and I always click on it, and I'm always like, yep, that's correct. So I go through it every 6 months. She's got a nose, and she's been known to break collars and things. So I like to make sure that these things are done and completely up to date. It's also National Failures Day. I love this one because there's a big photo of the Titanic going down. Like half of it's in the water at this point. Exactly. So any thing that you failed at in life, or you've watched other people fail at, hey, it's not the failures that make us people. It's what we learn from them. That's what my mom always told me anyway. Mm-hmm. It's also National Relaxation Day today, or as Finn likes to call it, Chris Vacation.
For about the next week,
there
I would
you
say.
Go. Yeah. I love it. And then we have a couple of food and drink ones on the list as well. We're going to start with the drink. It's National Hazy IPA Day today. So if you love yourself a good IPA, these are the hazy ones. Find yourself a good brewery. You know, there's plenty of them around this area. And then we end with this one. It's not so much my favorite because of the flavor, but I can always get down with pie. It's National Lemon Meringue Pie Day today.
Sure.
Now, I can't necessarily do the lemon, but I can always go for a good meringue. So maybe, like coconut or something like that. Maybe the sour cream raisin. Yeah. Those are always delicious. Mm-hmm. I'm just not a lemon fan in any way, shape, or form. There's not a lot lemony that I'm going to probably be like, ooh, give me a piece of that or give me some of that. Lemon is not my thing. Not my thing. But
is it the tartness or what is it that you just,
I don't know. It's just not one of my favorite flavors. It's just not, I love a good lemonade, but I have to make sure it's got a lot of sugar in it. I don't know. There's just something about lemon flavored. I've never liked lemon bars, lemon candies, anything like that. I mean, I'll eat them if they're there. It's not like I'm completely opposed, but if I have the choice of something else, I'll definitely not do the lemon. That's just kind of how I've always been. So, and again, I do like a good lemonade, but I probably, it's not going to be my go-to. Let's put it like that.
Gotcha.
I mean, I'm never going to say no to a piece of pie. If that's the only piece of pie that is left,
you'll
and
go
you tell me,
it.
I'm going to eat it, of course, because it's just how I am. But if I have that and a couple other options, I'm gonna go for the other options besides the lemon stuff.
Gotcha.
And I know some people love lemon, though, so that's cool. See, we can all have different tastes, and it works just fine. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Cloudy today with some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Of course, unless that lemon happens to be in your wine mixed with cucumbers and jalapenos, then we should probably say no to all
something.
That.
Yeah, and check in with me by the end of the week. We'll see how far I am with
we'll see how much you miss your family.
Yeah.
If you polish off that bottle of wine, then I'll know that you truly, truly miss Chris and Phoenix. If you're like, I couldn't do it, I'll be like, see, it's all good. It's good. Let's see. Half an inch or more of rain in some areas today, so make sure you have the umbrella handy. And keep an eye on Facebook for that Concerts on the Square tonight. They'll let you know if that's going to be moved over to the Al Ringling Theater. After all, it is the last one of the season, so we're going to definitely want to hear the Blacker Brothers perform. 77 for our high today, down to 64 tonight, then partly cloudy with some isolated thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 78. Then as we look ahead to the weekend, it's going to be gorgeous. Lots of sunshine with highs in the low 80s right now. Now it is 67.
Your home for the freshest produce around is at Pierce's Express Market in Baraboo. This is Craig. This week, fresh local sweet corn is $5 a dozen. Green peppers are 89 cents a piece, and snow white cauliflower is $1.49 a pound. 16-ounce packs of delicious plump California strawberries are 2 for $7. Zespri gold kiwis are $4.99 for a 16-ounce container, and Gala apples are just $1.49 a pound this week. Pierce's Express Market, serving the area for over a century.
Experience the hum, rattle, and roar during the 61st Annual Badgers Steam and Gas Show in Baraboo, August 16th through the 18th. Explore hundreds of working antique steam and gas engines, along with models and miniatures. Transport to a bygone era with a captivating field demonstrations. Plus, enjoy a huge flea market, tons of food, and great entertainment. Admission just $10, 12 and under free with an adult. The 61st Annual Badgers Steam and Gas Engine Show, August 16th through the 18th. South 3347 Sand Road off Highway 33 between Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health-friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
She'll unease you.